Welcome to the Financially Intentional Podcast Expert Edition. Every Tuesday, I'll be joined by an expert in a particular field that is here to help you get your money right. These people are going to impart some serious knowledge, y'all. I'll be right here learning right beside you guys. So be prepared to take notes, and more importantly, be prepared to take intentional action. All right, Nurses on Fire, we are back with Lisa Peterson, and we are going to talk about something that is reminiscent of our last recession on this call, and something that a lot of people feared would happen again. And so we're talking about a mortgage crisis that is potentially on the horizon, because with a lot of job losses or cutbacks and furloughs, we are seeing that people do not have the reserves to keep their mortgage up. And it's kind of terrifying because I guess if you haven't been bracing yourself for this is something that's kind of been top of mind, like when would this happen again? And so we wanted to talk about if you are affected by this, if you are in a position where you're not able to pay your mortgage, what are some things you can do?
Yeah. And we were also talking about the fact that the mortgage lenders are bracing for the fact that, there are going to be a lot of people that are concerned about defaults. And so they're trying to, I think, learn from what happened last time and not have all these people lose their houses. So kudos to, I think, mortgage lenders and especially Congress, because I think that's what they're trying to make sure that they're hoping people not lose everything because of coronavirus. So what we wanted to talk about was the fact that as part of the CARES Act, there was an adjustment made that if you have a conventional conforming loan backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which typically is going to be like under, I think, 420, I'm not sure the exact number, but you can find out pretty easily by talking to your servicer if you are not sure if you have a conventional loan. But if you have a jumbo loan, for example, you may or may not qualify for this. So these would be loans that are like over $500,000. It depends on where you live, and there's certain numbers for certain geographic areas. Higher in Hawaii things.
And it's higher here. It's like over 750 here for a jumbo loan.
Okay, for California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so great. So it just depends on where you live and making sure that you know what kind of loan you have. Because if you have a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, you are no matter what included in this, but you still have to reach out to your servicer. And there's a couple scenarios. What they're explaining when looking at the resources and everything goes to link so people can go and see for themselves that if you can pay your mortgage, pay your mortgage. Like, just like our previous conversations, do not use this as a way to get like behind if you don't have to, because it will create other headaches. It will take time and processing. If you can continue to pay, please do. But if you can't pay your mortgage, or you can only pay a portion of your mortgage, you would have to reach out to your loan servicer to set things up and kind of enlist this CARE Act so that they know that you are going to be struggling and you're asking for what they're saying is up to first time request, 180 days of not having to make that payment. Now, it's not like that payment goes away. You will have to pay it at some point in the future. It just might be added to the mortgage amount, or you might pay a lump sum and in the future. Like, you're going to work with your servicer to decide how that's handled. But you can get the first request, 180-day forbearance, so you don't have to make those payments. And I should say also, it will only be the amount that's being paid for the mortgages. I have not seen anything about property taxes being deferred, for example. So if your payment includes insurance and your payment includes property taxes, you're still going to have to pay those portions. This is just the mortgage part, right? And if in 180 days things are not better and you can't make your payment, you can ask for one extension for another 180 days. So I think we were complete on that. But, and then what also is helpful to know is you're not going to incur late fees. You're not going to have delinquencies reported to your credit reporting agencies, and foreclosure and legal proceedings will not. They're going to be suspended until this gets resolved. But again, let's say you find yourself in a situation where you can't do it for 3 months, but then you find that your income kicks back in and you've got the money, then you would contact them and go back to paying normal. That's the idea.
Right. And I think it just goes along with a lot of the things that we've been talking about, is that don't ignore the fact that you can't pay your mortgages right now. Be as proactive as possible. Even if you're not suffering a job loss, you should have kind of like a backup plan. Prepare for the day that you do, so that hopefully it doesn't happen, because my favorite saying is, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. But know that, just figure out who your loan servicers are, how to get in contact with them, so that the day you find out that you're going to have a job cut or your ability to pay your mortgage is questionable, you reach out to them. Do not delay. The thing that's going to hurt you the most is your delay in taking action and figuring out what you need to do to make sure that you protect your family's finances. And so these are some great resources. I love that they don't penalize and that it's not reported to your credit, but it's also great to know that these people are being proactive in putting these things out there, so people have some kind of like reprieve in this crisis. So the more you know, you guys, and things are changing every day. So make sure you check back in always to hear our timely discussions about what's going on right now in the current market. And then if you have any questions, make sure you send them to nursesonfirepodcast.com/ask. Anything else you want to add, Lisa?
I just want to say, with these companies, from my experience having worked as a mortgage banker, you want everything in writing. Like if they say, we're going to send you a letter that says that this has all been set up, and you need to calendar yourself to look to see if that letter got sent. You know, maybe it's electronic and it's fast, but don't, like, I'm guilty of this, so I know other people are. When you get busy and you're like, I had that phone call, I know I told them, and that the letter never came, and then in reality, they like didn't take care of it. You don't have a name. So just be paranoid. And when you're dealing with something like this, where, you know, we saw that 50,000 of these had already been offered through Bank of America, like, it's totally possible that they could miss you. And so make sure you have it in writing. You have confirmation, it's been requested, and that you keep in touch with them, you know, if anything were to seem weird. Like, always know that the responsibility falls to you, not to the mortgage company, and they have all the kind of, the deck is stacked in their favor, not in your favor. And so, hate to be paranoid, but this is what I've seen in the past, where all of a sudden you're getting foreclosure notice, and you're like, wait a minute, I thought this was all, like, this is serious stuff, and I just don't want anyone to take it not in that level of seriousness.
Yeah. And also thank you for reminding people that if things are impounded, like their property taxes and all that kind of stuff, they are still looking to get paid. So you still have to pay that still through your mortgage company, if that's how it's handled, or reach out to your tax assessor's office to see how you can pay those things. But yeah, you have insurance and taxes that are impounded in your mortgage oftentimes. So make sure that those things are still getting paid, because you don't want to jeopardize losing your house for oversight. So again, thank you so much, Lisa. This was some really good information, actionable, and I hope people find value from it. All right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to My Mommy's Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye.